This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Dwayne Johnson may have just joined the Fast and the Furious squad a few years ago, but he might have a lot more of the franchise in his future. The 44-year-old actor is being eyed for a spin-off film alongside Jason Statham and Charlize Theron. The idea for a spin-off featuring Johnson has been thrown around since his character Hobbs was seen in 2011's Fast 5. Well, I hope that they make the film fast because soon Dwayne won't be so fast and that'll make him furious. The Eagles are suing a hotel in Mexico called the Hotel California. When Debbie and John Stewart bought the hotel in 2001, the complaint states they sought to revitalize it by creating a reputation based on the hotel's false connection to the Eagles. The hotel also plays the Eagles' music and sells t-shirts that refer to the hotel as legendary, which leaves consumers with the impression that they visited the Hotel California that they actually claim is, quote, made famous by the Eagles, unquote. How soon before it becomes the Hotel Mexico? La La Land director Damien Chazelle will direct a new musical TV series called The Eddy. The drama will center around a club in modern-day Paris, its owner, the house band, and the volatile city that surrounds them. British screenwriter and playwright Jack Thorne will write the script. Thorne is best known for co-writing the This Is England spin-off series and creating the supernatural BBC show The Fades. He also recently collaborated with J.K. Rowling on the play Harry Potter and the Cursed Child.
Oh, I just love The Fades.
The fallout from the disastrous Fyre Festival continues. Attorney Mark Garagos, who has represented Michael Jackson and Chris Brown, has filed a $100 million class action lawsuit against rapper Ja Rule and his business partner, accusing them of fraud, citing the fest's lack of adequate food, water, shelter, and medical care. That, the suit states, created a dangerous and panicked situation among attendees suddenly finding themselves stranded on a remote Caribbean island without basic provisions. People paid between $4,000 and $100,000 to attend the event. Fake festival. Sad. In an amazing coincidence, Seth Rogen and the comedy troupe Lonely Island are making a Fyre Festival-like film. Following the Fyre Festival fiasco, Seth Rogen revealed that he and Lonely Island were secretly working on a movie that shared a similar plot with the canceled fest, joking that they were considering legal action against Fyre co-founders Ja Rule and Billy McFarlane for infringing on their plot. You couldn't ask for better publicity, right? Caitlyn Jenner's forthcoming memoir, The Secrets of My Life, covers a number of topics, such as her Olympic triumph and three failed marriages, but the revelation that Robert Kardashian allegedly told her that he believed O.J. Simpson was guilty of killing Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman is making the biggest waves. Jenner claimed Kardashian said, quote, "I would have been okay with it if they had gotten O.J. in the first trial," unquote. Oh, now she says something. Thanks, Caitlin. Ed Sheeran wanted a Galway girl tattoo written in his music video co-star Saoirse Ronan's handwriting. But sadly, spelling is not the actress's strong suit, and now Sheeran is stuck with Galway grill written on his arm. Would you be furious if someone caused you to get a misspelled tattoo? Oh well, if Ed Sheeran ever decides to open a restaurant, he's all set. The music publishers for Eminem are suing New Zealand's Conservative National Party, alleging the rapper's acclaimed 2002 song, Lose Yourself, was used in the party's TV ad that aired during its successful 2014 election campaign. In the ad, the track has that familiar, urgent, pulsing beat of Eminem's song. The party has previously said it purchased the track through an Australian-based supplier and doesn't believe it's infringed anyone's copyright. Looks like Eminem lost it, all right. His temper. Kate Beckinsale's divorce from her estranged husband director Len Wiseman looks like it will be smooth sailing. Wiseman filed for divorce last October. The actress said she wants to keep her jewelry and personal effects. In addition, she wants to keep all of the earnings she made after they separated. The former couple had no children, so there isn't a custody issue. Kate is not asking for spousal support yet. DMX entered a rehab facility just days after he postponed a string of concerts due to a, quote, medical emergency. The rapper checked himself into a treatment center here in L.A. DMX has long battled addiction and substance abuse issues, with the rapper entering rehab back in 2002 to deal with the problem. 2 years later, DMX was arrested for drug possession at a New York airport. Now he's in rehab. Up in here, up in here. M. Night Shyamalan confirmed that there will be a follow-up to both Unbreakable, a film from 2000 starring Bruce Willis and Samuel L. Jackson, and Split, starring James McAvoy, that was released last year. The new movie, Glass, will come out in early 2019. The creator of The Sixth Sense tweeted this, quote, "It's taken 17 years, but I can finally say my new film is the sequel to Unbreakable and Split. It was always my dream to have both films collide in this third film," unquote. The cast will include Willis, Jackson, McAvoy, and Anya Taylor-Joy.
The Trash Bin.
A fired security guard at Kris Jenner's home has been arrested for felony stalking after he broke through the security gate at her Hidden Hills home for the third time to get at the 61-year-old. Former security guard Joshua Jacobs reportedly made it all the way to the front of the mansion when Kris's private security detail detained him until police arrived. Jacobs was reportedly fired from his security job with the development. Sadly, this latest event still won't help the Kardashians' troubled TV ratings.
The news wrap-up.
There's a good chance Apple introduces its Amazon Echo competitor in June. Twitter has partnered with Bloomberg for a streaming TV news service and will launch this fall. Amazon will surpass Macy's this year to become the largest seller of clothing in America. Tech stocks are hitting record highs, and there's probably more to come.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Guardians of the Galaxy 2 has a record-breaking weekend.
The number one album.
Kendrick Lamar's sophomore album, Damn, is the best-selling record in the USA.
The number one app.
Lite X is the best-selling app from coast to coast.
The number one fiction book.
Golden Prey by John Sanford is the new king of the books.
The band DNCE, featuring singer Joe Jonas, came up with their name to mean literally being too drunk to spell the word dance. The group released their debut single, Cake by the Ocean, in 2015, and it quickly became a top 10 hit. Since then, because they're such big fans, the band appeared in the live television special of the Broadway musical Grease in January, performing as Johnny Casino and the Gamblers during a high school dance scene. Here's DNCE featuring Nicki Minaj with the song of the week, Kissing Strangers. DNCE featuring Nicki Minaj with the song of the week, Kissing Strangers. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z.
And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.